Let me tell you something right now, you people out there. I'm going to introduce to you the two greatest wrestling podcast personalities in the business today, you sons of bitches. The terrible Timmy Tabala.
Ooh.
The angry Eric Sands. They are the Just Too Sweet Show, mother.
I like that. Ooh, I like that new intro. I like it. I like the Jim Cornette. I like the terrible tune. I like that. It's good. I'm always on the lookout for new names.
I couldn't think of anything for myself, so.
I like Angry Eric. That's pretty good.
That's not bad.
You start talking about Kenny Omega. That's what you are, Angry Eric.
That's true.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to episode 88 of the Just Too Sweet Show. We're creeping ever so closely to that magic 100. And we got to do something special for that 100, Eric. You know that, right?
We do. We got to get some kind of super guest to hang out with us and listen to our bullshit.
I still say we get Jim Cornette.
We have to get Jim. What a coup it would be to have Corny right here on this show answering questions. He'd love it. He would love it. I'd get him going.
I think you and him would get along really, really well.
We would get along really well. Dave would get him going, actually. Like, if Dave actually happened to, you know, be on the show. Dave, because, you know, he's Mr. Kenny Omega fan. And, you know, Jim Cornette, hey, Twinkle Toes.
Twinkle Toes is great. I'm sorry. I'm distracted by two dogs. Yeah, no, I think we should get something. I hope the boss is paying attention as we creep ever closer to 100. Just saying.
The boss is going on hiatus here, I hear.
I know he is. Well, he'll be back in plenty of time for 100. Like I said, I don't need money.
He'll be back.
I don't need money, but I'd appreciate it. I don't need diamonds. I don't need movie tickets, even though that would be pretty nice to get those going in New York City. I mean, not like we're a podunk town here.
Yeah, not like up here.
But our tag titles would be pretty goddamn sweet, no pun intended.
Well, it's nice of Bert to get all the movie tickets, and, you know, everybody down in Miami gets to go to the movies all the time for nothing. And you know, here I am.
Every other state except for ours.
Yeah. Here we are sitting up here, you know, the only ones cranking out quality content every week. Just mentioned nothing about that. You know.
That's for another show, Eric. That's for another time, another show.
That really is.
I want to start with something that was starting to circulate yesterday, which is absolutely ridiculous.
Hit it.
And that is, I don't even know if you heard this yet, that this whole Vince retiring thing is a ploy, a revenge ploy by Triple H to take over the company. Yes, that is exactly what is going on right now in the world. I'll break it down real quick.
I got to hear it. I got to hear this.
Triple H gets removed from NXT, kind of loses his position, his job, you know, gets sent home, then he gets sick, gets the heart issues. Vince changes NXT from the blue and the gold to that nasty rainbow tie-dye NXT that it is now, fires a bunch of Triple H's people, you know, pretty much shits the bed the last couple of months, to be honest with you. And Vince turning around Triple H saying, oh yeah? Well, how about I leak to the board that there's a certain amount of money missing due to fishy little circumstances, which would cause a chain reaction to Stephanie becoming CEO, Triple H becoming head of creative, and getting back NXT. That is an interesting ploy. I'm going to go on record and saying no, because it's too perfect. But, I mean, I'm not going to argue with anybody. People have their reasons for believing that. That, you know, it kind of has some validity to it. Validity. That's a hard word to say. Validity to
validity.
It. Validity. That's what I was saying first.
Validity. So,
I don't know what you think about that possibility. I mean, if it was true, it would be one of the greatest plots in history of any kind, I think. I mean, well, I don't know what your opinion about. Jaime, what's up? Welcome to the show, my friend.
Jaime.
So I don't know. What are your thoughts on that? Could it even be possible?
No.
Okay.
Nope. No, 100% no. I don't think Stephanie would go along with anything like that, because there's no way she wouldn't find out that he did it.
Mm-hmm.
Because she would find out. Everybody, it would. The fuck. Everybody would find out right away that it was him, and you know, I think that Vince knew he was at the end of his rope a year ago or more. And I think he just started doing stupid shit just because. I think he's old. I think he's antiquated in his, like, rashness. Not in his wrestling ideas, but his rashness, his brashness. His, he's still got that corporate, like, a billionaire, I own a corporate business, I can do whatever I want. And that's not, you know, obviously nowadays there's a lot of, you know, cuckolds that, you know, will, you know, blow the whistle or bring it out. And, you know, God forbid you have an affair with a freaking Latino secretary or a, you know, or a, like an Asian masseuse, or even just a regular old whore from the street. You know what I mean? It's going to come out, and it's going to get out there, because number one, whoever in the affair, Vince is going to tell somebody, oh, you should have seen what I got last night, you know, and the girl is going to go back and tell all her tea biscuit eating fucking, you know, wine drinking friends. They're going to be like, oh, guess what happened? I had sex with Vince McMahon. So somebody, everybody, as soon as it happens, too many people know. And that's why Vince got the non-disclosure agreements, just to cover. And there's nothing devious going on other than adultery. I mean, that's it.
Yeah. Also, though, there's no proof that it's an adultery case. It's the only thing that, because he supposedly him and Linda are separated. Supposedly.
Yep. Yeah.
So it's not an adultery thing. It's more of a corporate. He used corporate money, which again, it's his fucking.
Well, there.
He owns it. I don't understand that. But when you have a publicly traded company, your money is not your money. Your money is your money. Your company's money is your company's money. It doesn't make any sense to me. But so that's the whole issue. Did he use WWE money to pay off these women and supposedly $14.6 million over a certain amount of years?
Like Vince doesn't have that laying around. Like Vince doesn't have that laying around. Give me a break. Of course he has that laying around. I think that they're just trying to crucify him. I think this is another example of sticking it back to the man. You know what I mean? It's like, whoa, these Wall Street corporate rich conservative, you know, because they're all after the conservatives, you know, because they're the ones, which, to be fair, a lot of these fat cats do have a lot of money and have it weird, like the pharmaceutical places and the banks. Yeah, they're assholes, and the Wall Street people, they're assholes. But Vince really isn't. I don't classify him as that, because yeah, he's probably a rich douchebag. What rich guy isn't a douchebag? I could name you 10 rich guys right now off the top of my head, and they're all douchebags. But Okay, so this is what they're trying to do. He spent WWE money. So how is he able to even get that? This is my question. If this didn't get put out into the open, how would they have known he even took it?
Yeah. I don't know.
If it's his money.
That's what I'm saying. I have no idea.
That's what I want to know.
But there has been no adultery allegations.
Because no.
Supposedly, him and Linda have been split up for a long time now. Since she tried to win the senator office. That was a while ago.
That was what?
because she tried to win the Senate, she lost. Then she joined Trump's administration as Secretary of whatever, and that really wasn't that was kind of a disaster.
Yeah, Secretary of bad hair, you know. Yeah, I mean,
whatever. On. But supposedly, since before they were separated, so I mean, again, it's not a matter of adultery; it's a matter of funds.
No,
but like you said, would Stephanie really? I mean, unless this is the greatest wrestling plot of all time, where Stephanie is involved.
Biggest angle, like, yeah.
Time for daddy to get out. Oh, my God. Yeah, that would be the greatest wrestling angle of all time. Be the greatest shoot in the history of any sport. I don't care it is.
Oh, it would. But, you know, the only reason I bring the adultery thing up is because every article you read, they highlight the affair. Mm-hmm. And then right at the bottom, they say, oh, he may have used company money, he may not have. But they highlight the affair. The affair's got this much.
Yeah, of course.
And then the money and all that stuff has this much. That's why I think the whole thing is kind of bullshit. I mean, I'm sure he had, there's non-disclosure agreements, and I'm sure he paid some. You know what I mean? He did. I'm 100% sure he did. But that's all legal. Why would you have a non-disclosure agreement that's a legal document if you could not do it? It's legal. Okay. So down here at the bottom, oh, he may have misappropriated company funds. How are they just learning about this now? These forensic accountants or whatever they're called, these idiots who have like 17 briefcases and 48 notebooks and fucking, you know what I mean? They go get those vanilla bean tea things and suck up through the straw because they have no life. Come on.
And you know the government really wants to get involved because they don't forget.
They
don't forget that he made them look like a bunch of jerks and they went after him and he whooped their ass. You know that they're thinking of a way to get involved, dude, just to get back at him.
100%. Because Vince McMahon literally wiped his ass with the federal government. Mm-hmm. And that is why Vince McMahon will forever be a hero, a folk hero, an unsung hero, a Terzio Hall of Fame nominee. Hi, Terzio. No, if you fucking bring up the Mets, don't. They suck.
Yeah, now you're gonna get them all worked up.
Well, because they suck. It's not my fault.
You're gonna get them all worked up.
It's their fault. Their fucking pitching sucks. Look at it. Anyway, now Vince. Listen. I'm sorry, Jaime. I forgot you're a Met fan. I apologize. Mets do not suck. Mets do not suck. But, you know, they'll have a 7-game winning streak, yeah. It would be the greatest, like you said, shoot, angle, coup, like swerve, whatever trendy fucking word you want to use, in the history of anything if this were somehow motivated by Stephanie's act. But it's not. It's 100% not. Triple H got sent home for other reasons than just because, I think, right? Why did he really get sent home?
Oh, his heart.
Yeah, he was having health issues. He wasn't feeling well.
He almost died. Like, he literally almost died. He could have died.
Because they said he was lucky to get back home when he did and go to the doctor, because if he didn't, he would have been dead.
Mm-hmm.
So Vince got a lot dropped in his lap, and I don't know. He's 77 years old, almost 78. You know, and what's the first thing he does after all the allegations? He goes out on Raw. Then he goes out on SmackDown. Or he goes on SmackDown, then Raw.
Ah, forever. Then now, no. Forever. It's like, dude, I don't know.
And don't know. You know what? I just refuse to believe he won't be back. I think he will be back in some... Maybe McMahon screwed...
I don't think he's going anywhere. I think he's still there. I just think, you know.
He is.
But, I mean, I'm sure he's going to have Triple H's ear, Stephanie's ear. I don't think, to be honest, I don't think he's going to get involved in the day-to-day product anymore. I mean, he is going to get involved in that kind of stuff. I don't think he's going to get involved storyline-wise, anything like that. I think he's going to tell Stephanie this, listen, you know, advertising, promotion, you know, what cities, I think all that, especially got a big event coming up in Wales, coming up, the castle thing, whatever the fuck that's called.
Is that in Cardiff?
Yeah, I don't know. So I'm sure he's involved heavily still in that stuff. But I really think on the day-to-day talent wise, storyline wise, I think Triple H is it's it. He's the one.
I will Vince see. Get, is he ejected from his office or?
No, come on now. First of all, his office sucks.
Yeah, it does. Is that really his office though?
Yeah, I think that really is in that office. Because every you always see him in that office. Like when said the behind the scenes when someone's getting brought into his office, I'm like, that's a real shitty office for Vince McMahon.
I think that's a prop office. I
you
really
think,
do.
You think that's just where they film stuff?
I think so. I either think
that or there's doors that lead into like other cool shit because that one main office sucks.
Yeah, it looks like a boardroom with a little desk in it. You know what I mean? It's like never listen to anybody. He's gonna have hands on, but through.
Well, not kit. Shane. Shane's not around.
No, he and Stephanie apparently are not on good terms.
No, I mean we'll see about that. But Triple H is running the show, and the first evidence of that would be SummerSlam. SummerSlam was, in my opinion, okay.
That was just okay?
I want to say just okay. Where's that stupid banner? There it is. I have mixed feelings. I have a lot of mixed feelings. You didn't get a chance to say watch it, did you?
I did not, no.
Yeah, I got a lot of mixed feelings about it, to be honest.
I saw some of the ending of the women's title match with Rousey and
Yeah, I have a problem with that one. Well, you know what? Let's just run through it. We'll run through it real quick.
Run through it.
The Raw's Women's Championship was first, Bianca versus Becky. Phenomenal match. Outstanding match. It really, really well. I was like, if this is what we're going to be looking forward to, this is fantastic. Because
You dug it.
I dug it a lot. It was a good match. It wasn't high spots, but it was brutal spots.
Right.
A lot of suplexing on tables and on the railing and on the chairs and a lot of nice, you know, nice solid hits and kicks and punches. So I dug that. Bianca ends up winning, beats Becky again. Becky's, I don't know if this is kayfabe or if this is a shoot or work, but she hurt her shoulder. Again, it could be true because she's taking time off, but she's also a mother of a young baby. So she might just be wanting to take off time either way.
Anyway, who's the father of that baby?
Seth Rollins.
Is he?
Yeah, Seth Rollins and her are together.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yep. And at the end of the match, we have the first surprise with Triple H, and that is Bayley is back. Okay, I was like, all right, Bayley's back, no big deal. And another music hits. Dakota Kai is back. Dakota Kai is one of Vince McMahon's firees who apparently got rehired as soon as he left. Dakota Kai comes back. She comes down to the aisle along with Io Sky. I thought it was Io Shirai. It's not the same person, but I think it's the same person. Just changed her name. Io Sky, also a Vince McMahon victim, brought back by Triple H. The three of them show up. They're going to walk the aisle to whoop on Bianca Belair's ass. Becky with the face turn like that because she respects Bianca for beating her. She shook her hand at the end of the match. They hugged. Bam, Becky gets the face turn. Her and Bianca stand up to these three. But the news, of course, is that these three are back. And already, two of Vince's firees are back already. So right away, the Twitter and all that shit was blowing up. This is Triple H's. You know, Triple H is this. Triple H is that. You know.
Well, I can see Stephanie having a hand in it, too, because she's a big proponent of the women's division. She's this big empower women. You know,
I don't think Vince can get Becky Terzio. I don't think so. But hey, you never know. Yeah, same person from NXT. He's calling him the Shield 2.0. I don't know about that. It wasn't that exciting. but yeah, so those two came back. Bayley came back again. It was a good match, a nice surprise ending with surprises. Boom, the show was off to a great start. I was happy with that. Next we had the match which Logan Paul versus The Miz. The Miz had Thomas Ciampa and Maryse with him. Maryse had her ass sticking out, which, of course, was entertaining in itself. And again, Logan Paul putting on a show. Listen, I hate the dude. As a YouTube personality, influencer, whatever, because anybody who's a millionaire for being a dick, I don't like. I don't.
No.
Just being like a YouTube, like even like all these women, you every time you click like on one of their fucking TikToks, they get money. They get money. Really? Stop clicking like and all that bullshit. Cause they just get money for fucking flashing you. It's like, it's a sick world we live in. Anyway, Logan Paul was fantastic. It was a great match. He put the work in. You can tell he didn't just come in, throw a few punches, a few kicks, fake a few moves. The guy knew what the hell he was doing.
No, he's a better worker than what's his face? Mysterio's son.
Oh, I'm going to agree with you 100%. 100% I'm going to agree with you on that. Here we go. Hang on, let's just catch up real quick. Someone on wrestling page calling something out about the Shield. Jeremiah, what's up?
Hey, Jeremiah.
I guess Asuka joins Bel Air. Maybe. But Lynch is going to be out for a while. Logan Paul's already better wrestler than half the roster. Bunker, I'm not going to disagree. He was fantastic.
Not going to disagree with that, Bunker.
And he did his big spot, Eric, was he jumped from the top turnbuckle onto the outside tables. Frog splash to fucking Miz laying on the table.
Did he really?
And it was brutal. It was fantastic. The dude got height. The dude got length. He was, it was great. It was just a great match. And supposedly AJ Styles is the one that was teaching him how to wrestle. Because he came out to help him when Thomas Ciampa tried to interfere. And AJ Styles chased him off. So, but again, two for two, I'm like, holy shit. This is like really exciting now. Now, to me personally, after this, it went downhill. Or if not downhill, it kind of just plateaued in a way. Just my opinion. What was next? The United States Championship. Bobby Lashley versus Theory. I like Theory. I like Lashley. But these two, Eric, this is the kind of thing that you always bitching about. But I don't know if it's their fault generally. They have no chemistry. And I think I texted Bunker, I think. And I texted the group chat. No chemistry. None. It looks like they got in the ring not knowing what they look like they weren't calling anything. It looks like this is the first time they ever met each other. It looks like this is the first time they ever stepped in the ring. They look terrible together.
You think, now wait a minute. Since the new Triple H regime coming on, do you think maybe Triple H said, listen, you guys are wrestlers, go out and wrestle?
No. I mean, it wasn't even like a wrestling. It just looked horrible. Like, they just look like they just don't mesh.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen Theory put on a good match. I've seen Bobby Lashley put on a good match. For some reason, when these two get in the ring together, it's like watching, your two, 5-year-olds go at it. It's boring, and it's...
Like a slap fight.
Yeah, it's just stupid. It's like what you would expect, from guys on the first day. Like, all right, guys who never wrestled before, show me what you got on the first day. That's what it would look like.
Oh.
Yeah, no, it was terrible. But Lashley did end up winning. He retains the U.S. title. But like I said, I hope this rivalry is done and we never see these two wrestle again together. Because they're garbage together in the ring, I've never seen that before in my life. Or I've never seen two people just not
mad.
So out of sync. That's the way to put it. It just didn't make any sense.
I don't think these guys are working enough. I really don't.
I know you keep saying that might be the case, but I said these two together. I mean, I would have Triple H. I would have sat there and said, "Listen, you better fucking write this match down like Macho Man style. I want 30 moves, 20 of this, 10 of this. I want 5. Fucking sit down, go over it over and over and over again, and put something good on. Because it looked like they were out there going like, "Hey man, what do you want to do? I don't know. What do you want to do? I don't know. What do you want to do? I'm going to kick you. All right, kick me." That's what it seems like.
I'll have to watch it.
Maybe it's just me. Maybe it's just me. I don't know.
No, I mean, no. If it was that bad, Tim, and you saw it, that Dorado, Puerto Rico?
Who's Dorado, Puerto Rico?
Who's from Dorado, Puerto Rico? Bobby Lashley?
Yeah, I agree, Terzio. I agree 100%. We're going to get to that disaster next.
Dominic was there?
Yeah, this was the Judgment Day versus the Mysterios, no disqualification. I don't know if you know, Eric, the Judgment Day was Edge's group. Finn Balor came out, wiped him out, took over the group. So it's Finn Balor, Damian Priestley, Rhea Ripley. Now, I picked them to win. I picked him to beat the Mysterios. I also picked Dominic to turn on his father in this match.
And did he?
No, it did not. What happened was Edge did come back, helped them win when they didn't deserve to win. Because I said Dominic Mysterio is fucking terrible. He tries to be Rey doing Rey maneuvers at 6'3", whatever he is. It doesn't work, stupid.
Yeah, he's a big, goofy-looking fuck.
Yeah, find your own styles. He can't be Eddie Guerrero. You can't be your father. It doesn't work. He needs a haircut and a fucking change because he is absolutely horrible also. I think so. But here we go with the Judgment Day. Here's this group that's supposed to be fucking fearsome. They haven't won a match yet.
Not one.
I'm like, what are you guys doing to this poor group? I mean, they should have at least won this match. Then maybe Edge come out and do a little thing. No. They lost again. Edge came out Monday night on Raw, whooped their ass again. It's like, you know, this group is one of the worst factions ever. So I don't know what they're going to end up doing with these guys, but it was a terrible, terrible, terrible way that, you know, you got this faction introduced, and now they're all shit.
No, they can't. None of them can work.
No,
or at least they're not. At least they're not.
No, because they got Finn Balor, Damian Priest. The jury's still out on him. Rhea Ripley, I think, is one of the better women. And I think Finn Balor is outstanding. But again, you're putting him in this situation where he's going to lose. It's like, okay, you know, it doesn't make any sense.
Well, I don't think these guys are working enough. I really think it's starting to show that they don't work enough.
We'll get to Pat McAfee too in a second. Because I was actually very disappointed by that match.
Oh boy.
It's just me though, I guess. Maybe. Undisputed Tag Team Championship, the Usos and the Street Profits usually put on a good show. Now, these are two teams that mesh well. So they're the complete opposite of that other match. But this match was very, maybe they wrestled too much and it got boring. And it was, again, I didn't find this match to be appealing. Jeff Jarrett was a special guest referee. Why? Made no sense. He had no outcome. He had no bearing on this match. It made no sense for him to be there, do anything. Usos win again.
Wasn't he just involved in the Flair match too?
Yeah, they were both in Nashville.
Okay, so he went to one, then he went to the other.
He did. He was a referee Saturday, and he went to Ric Flair's match on Sunday. Wow. Well. Hello, Jax. What's going on, bud?
Who's that?
Rufus misses you. That's Jax.
Jax!
let's see. I can't stand Jeff Jarrett. I like Jeff Jarrett. He is from Nashville.
Where is Jax? Is he home?
No, he's up there. He's up there with Jeremiah. He's up in Green.
Oh, they're up in Green?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they've been up there since Saturday.
Wow.
He flat left me, so I had to see Super Pets by myself.
Is Sam's up there too?
Oh, she's here.
So Eugene and Sam are there. Jax is up there.
Yep.
Okay.
Jack, you know, Jax is the endless summer right now. So Gina has camp.
Jax fell asleep. Oh, yeah. Jax fell asleep during Pat versus Corbin and woke up in the middle of the main event.
Yeah, he texted me about that too. I thought it was pretty funny. Because, that wasn't a good match either. But in the tag team match, again, I knew the Usos were going to win. I knew they're going to, but again, not a great match. Not a great finish, not a great anything. I almost expected the Profits to split up and turn on each other at this one. I had that gut feeling, I guess. My gut's been off lately.
Who are the Profits?
What are their stupid names? Hang on. I don't have my glasses on, but let me see. Montez Ford and Angelo Dawkins. Yeah. They're a good team, but again, boring match. This is why I said it kind of plateaued.
Yeah.
Riddle came out because he was supposed to fight Seth Rollins. They pulled the match, not because of injury, like everyone says it is, because they weren't ready. Triple H felt that he wasn't ready for this match, so they just pulled him, which is kind of weird. That's a weird thing to do.
That is kind of weird.
But this is going to be at the castle next month or in a couple 3 weeks, whatever the hell it is.
Where's the castle?
In Wales. The first pay-per-view in Wales.
Oh, Cardiff.
whatever the fuck it is. I don't know.
I think that's a city in Wales. Cardiff.
Yeah, see, even Dawkins will turn heel. Yeah, I'm thinking that too. But here's the problem with that bunker. Another tag team bites the dust. I mean, you already have none. you're gonna end another one. You're gonna end another one, which is, again, it's gonna be a horrible decision. SmackDown Women's Championship: Liv Morgan, who is a crowd favorite, Ronda Rousey, who is not. She's not my favorite either.
No.
But they made. I feel so bad for Liv Morgan. She finally gets her title, and they made this match out like she was fighting Andre the Giant. That's how they made this match like. Like she had no shot. She had no shot at winning. Ronda Rousey was fucking put so over by the announcers, and it was quite sickening, to be honest with you.
Was it Michael Cole?
No. It was all of them. Like, oh, Ronda Rousey this, Ronda Rousey that, Ronda Rousey this, Ronda Rousey that. You know, Liv Morgan doesn't have a shot, and she's.
Why are they putting her over so much?
I don't know, but then she ends up putting on.
That's weird.
Yeah, she did end up winning Liv Morgan, but only because the referee missed a tap out. She missed it. They had them like pinned at the same time as Ron. I was like, hard to explain. Rousey's shoulders were down while this girl was tapping, but the ref didn't see the tap. She only saw the shoulders. Counted three. So Liv Morgan won, but didn't win. They're already ruining her now.
Yeah. I need to ask you something. Is there any female referees?
Yes.
There are?
Yes.
One, two?
Two that I know of. AEW's got like three of them, I think.
What the fuck?
You think they should only referee women's matches?
No. I want to see more women refs.
Yeah, no. The ones in AEW are good. They're physical, too.
They don't. Yeah, because now, like, when they fucking hit the ref, it's going to be like this big thing with women's lib and, you know, zoos and windmills and everything. So,
yeah, and then that led right into the main event. Jackson's going to say, I remember this point, but when Brock moved the ring, that was kind of funny. We'll get to that part. It was running around the embarrasser. I really did embarrass her. It was. It was an embarrassment to Liv Morgan. You prop this girl up to be champion. You finally give her shot, and she was basically shit on and made to look stupid, made to look inferior to Ronda Rousey.
That sucks.
Yeah, it does suck. It sucks big time.
Now she's suspended, right?
Yeah, she's suspended because she hit the referee. She put the referee in an arm bar, tried to break his arm because he missed the tap out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So wait a minute. That's kind of like a dusty finish.
In a way.
Yeah. A way. Wow. Yeah. So Triple H taking over is really wow. So it's already evident in this pay per view. He probably didn't want to throw everything in at once.
Jason Davey, what's up, man? Welcome to the show.
Hey, Jason.
Yeah. Ronda is a heel now, though, because Ronda was actually yelling at the crowd too, like, "This is your champion. This is who you like. This and that," and making fun of Liv too. So. She is officially a heel now, which I think she'll work much better as a heel because she's not liked. I don't care what anybody says. I don't think the crowd digs her anymore. I think they're tired of her shit. Like, I'm tired of her shit.
Yeah, they force, I don't know. It's like the WWE force feeds you everything now. It's like they don't let anything happen organically. They're like, "You're going to like this guy, damn it." You know? And
oh, that's why we hated for so long.
Yeah.
So they left him alone and let him just be himself. And then, you know, oh, holy shit, this guy's.
I still don't think he's not really even over, is he? He's just kind of like there.
He is over. I mean, you're getting a lot of people. You know what? He was very over in Madison Square Garden because, you know, we're assholes here.
Yeah.
We like the heels. We're a heel town.
You are a heel town.
We're an anti-hero heel town. It just that's how it's always been.
It is. Philadelphia too. Philadelphia is tougher.
Philly's tough like that.
Yeah. Boston.
Yeah.
Boston and
meanwhile, Canada's, you know, the fucking they like their faces.
Oh, Canada!
They'll turn anybody face. I don't care who you have. You can have the most. They'll turn fucking Satan a face if they cheer because they'll cheer him in fucking Montreal. They'll cheer.
They will too.
And Vince will be like, "Turn the devil good. Make him a good guy because he's fucking
Satan." Now he got that.
So and that's just how it is. So the main event, of course, Brock versus Roman for the last time, and I'm going to throw up the quotes again for people listening on Anchor or Amazon or whatever, the quotes for the last time. I picked Roman to win this only because Brock did say, with Vince leaves, he's gone. So we may have seen the last of Brock. May have.
Do you think Brock's never? Do you think Brock's all in? All elite?
I don't see that. I mean, it would have to be a nice shitload of money.
A lot. Which of money. I don't think he cares a lot about money, but enough.
To get him to go to AEW, yeah, Khan would have to roll out like the fucking the Brink that, truck.
Oh, like, yeah.
With the gold and the silver and all that
and
stuff.
And he would only wrestle, what, twice, three times a year?
Oh, yeah, get him like a prized bull for his farm and, you know, all that kind of bullshit.
Yeah, like Japanese fucking lamb semen to impregnate his fucking stock so they'll produce fucking synthetic fur. I don't know. Is that...
All right, Jax, I'll see you tomorrow. We're coming home tomorrow, right? I think so. This is extremely racist.
Satan in white.
Actually, he's red. Isn't he red?
No, in white. He means like wearing white.
Satan in white.
Yeah, instead of it's Satan racist. In black, Satan in red.
It's racist. No, I'm looking. I'm like, I know what it says.
Oh, you know what it means. Okay.
I'm only fucking with Jaime. I'm just fucking with him.
Fucking with Jaime. Okay.
No, yeah, exactly. That's exactly what he said. That's what Canada would do. Canada would turn Satan. Fucking, I mean, look what they did to Hulk Hogan. They turned him heel, I mean, face overnight. Literally overnight.
Literally overnight against The Rock.
Yeah, literally. I mean, I was shocked at that. But it's still one of the greatest moments ever when they cheered him the way they did.
Listen, they know who they like. When Shawn and Brett wrestled the last time, they were booing Shawn so bad. And anything he did, they booed the shit out of. So Brett should thank him, because if Brett knows anything... No, finish this before I go on a rant.
No, I don't care if you go on a rant, because, you know, it's true, though. Like I said, Canada is known for that. In Canada, you're mostly Toronto and Montreal.
Toronto, Montreal, Ottawa.
Remember, one of the... I don't care what anyone says. One of the greatest things... Again, we're going back to that again, but still. One of the greatest storylines, hooks, whatever you want to call it, was Brett being a bad guy in the United States and a fucking good guy everywhere else. That was a phenomenal, like, that was fantastic.
All the way in Saskatoon and Vancouver and Edmonton. And
even England, he was getting cheered.
And England and South Africa, fucking.
Steps foot in America, he's fucking getting his ass booed out. That's a phenomenal thing. If you can, to achieve that.
Yeah.
Was great. It's a great achievement. So, yeah.
I think,
like you said, New York, I'll say the tri-state area because Jersey's included. Don't forget, Jersey started the whole fucking Fandango movement. I'd say the tri-state area, Boston, Philly, they can actually turn a wrestler.
They can.
Anyway.
But, you know, if Brett was smart, he would have ran with that Montreal thing because how Brett had to have gotten a good payday for that. And they don't come to cheer Brett, you know. They come to boo Sean.
Mm-hmm.
Think about this. If I'm a hardcore, rabid Canadian wrestling fan, and Bret Hart's my hero, I'm not going there to cheer Brett. I'm going there to boo Sean. I want to tell Sean I hate him. And, like, Vince, of course, saw that, and everybody else. But Brett's, oh, no, I'm a national hero of Canada. I mean, that's like being the national hero of the deli down the street. You know what I mean? It's like, you'd see 6-7 people once in a while, an old man drinking coffee. Like, what's Canada's military got? Like, I don't know, 28 enlistees, one airplane that's from, like, the Wright brothers. So, come on. Like, let's be serious, Brett.
Do they have a military?
I think they have, like, you know, like the guardian angels in the city, like on the subway?
Yeah.
I think they're kind of like that.
Like Mounties? I just picture all Mounties.
Mounties, yeah. They're probably like the... They're probably a little better than Canadian military, probably. I don't know.
The front line is a bunch of Mounties on riding fucking buffalo or some shit. What the hell's up there?
Yeah, what do they ride? Moose? I don't know. Moose. Like, they drink maple syrup.
Saskatoon. I just like saying Saskatoon.
Saskatoon is the funnest word to say.
Probably is. Ever. If I move to Canada, that's where I'm going to move, just so I can say that's where I live.
Saskatoon, Saskatchewan.
Exactly. Say that 15 fucking times. But this meant the main event was exactly what you thought it was going to be. Chairs, suplexes, Superman punches, going through tables, Usos in a fear, chair shots, Brock would not die. And they were to the point where they were saying, like, what is this guy made of? And they had to make he was gonna lose, but they made him look like a Superman.
That's so, kind of cool.
Yeah, he got the shit beat out of him. He did at the end because the Usos interfered. The best part was Theory came running down to cash in his money in the bank, and he hit Roman Reigns with the suitcase. Like, oh shit, he's gonna cash in. Brock just picked him up, F5'd him, and fucking done with him. He didn't even get a chance to cash in. So while the storyline didn't pan out, I thought it was still cool the way they did that.
That is cool. Who's next for Roman Reigns?
Wait, was this one? What's his name is? Scottish guy. He's next in the castle.
McIntyre's
next. What does this mean? You guys are so wrong. Funny, but why are we wrong? You're making fun of Canada? I don't know.
Oh, Bunker.
They have a military of like 68,000.
That's the population. That's the population of Binghamton.
Manhattan can take over Canada then.
Yeah, Manhattan's got 2 million people.
Yeah, 500 chairs, 10 tables, military Roman on top of them. Yeah, it was. They finally, I thought they were going to. Brock decided to roll a tractor down to fucking ringside. And a big tracker with the bucket. I thought that was going to be used to, me and Dave talked about it, was going to be used to pin someone down so they can't get up for the last man standing. That would have been good. That's not what it would be used for.
Minus the danger of the hydraulics, yeah.
Yeah. So Brock rolls it down. He decides, I'm going to pick the ring up. Fucking first try, he rams the ring. The ring moves about 10 feet the wrong direction. Pretty fucking funny. Does it again, lifts the ring up 15 feet in the air to the point where it looks like the Kumite thing at the end where, like, the platform's like this. Roman goes fucking rolling out of it. It was a funny, funny moment. It was a attitude error, probably tribute moment. But it really had no bearing on the match or anything. So Brock left the fucking thing in the air. So that ring was up. So yeah. So now the funny meme I saw today was, or Monday was, imagine paying thousands of dollars to sit ringside on the other side. Now you can't see nothing because the fucking ring is up in the air.
Yeah.
Fact. That would have been pissed. I would have been real pissed. I'd be like, dude, you give me my money back because I'm not fucking sitting through this. That was absolutely horrible. Yeah, yeah. Bunker just said it too.
Bunker saw it too. Yeah.
Yeah, the meme. So, they ended up fucking hitting him with chairs, tables, all kinds of stuff. Then they buried Brock under, like you said, 50 chairs, tables, the actual announce table, the top of that. They buried him, and then Roman stood on top for the referee count of 10, and that's how he lost. So Brock lost. Yeah. I mean, it was an interesting finish, but it was just a typical Roman Reigns-Brock Lesnar match. There was no aesthetic beauty. As to say,
no pizzazz.
No pizzazz. I'm going to say something. It did have a kind of an attitude error, but I thought it kind of plateaued after the second match. Got to be honest.
Who's saying plateau? Was that the Meat Puppets? I think so.
I thought it was Nirvana or their early albums. I could be wrong.
I think they covered it on the Unplugged.
Yeah, you're right, Terry. Michael Cole was saying, God damn it, Brock, give up. God damn it, stop this. It was actually pretty funny. No, you're not getting any technical moves from Roman Reigns or Brock Lesnar. That's just not going to happen. Except for the UFC stuff they do, the arm bar. And
Brock flipped the mic to Roman, and Roman caught it without looking.
You know what? You're absolutely right. I apologize, Bunker. Brock was on top of the bucket up in the air and whipped the fucking mic at Roman Reigns. And he went, caught it with his arm at his side. Just whoop, snatched it like a fucking Jedi. That was probably the most impressive move of the night.
Wow. Well,
you are correct. I'm going to give you credit for that one because you probably are right about that.
The force is strong with this one.
So overall, if I'm giving SummerSlam a grade, let me know what you guys all think, by the way.
Out of 10. Out of 10. 1 to 10.
1 to 10. I'm going to throw it at a 6. 6.5. Just above average.
That's fair.
Yeah, I mean it wasn't a home run by any means, but it was definitely about a 6.5. I could go as far as a 7. I could go as far as a 7.
Curzio gave it a 7.
Yeah, I mean it wasn't, like I said, I expected a lot more, and I guess I shouldn't have.
Oh, Jaime gave it a 7. Wow.
Yeah, so I expected a little too much for the first Triple H run pay per view, but it was still pretty.
You know, they're still off the heels of everything, and he's, you know, so.
And I'm sure he's still working off Vince's notes.
Yeah,
you know, certain stuff that had to be due. She said as I said, the Becky Bianca was probably the best one of the night, with Logan Paul and The Miz second.
Wow,
and it was the first two matches. That's why I said it was kind of plateaued after a while.
Well, Logan Paul did good at WrestleMania, so like, you know,
I think you should go watch this one too, Eric. I said, yeah, I think you actually enjoy it. Like I said, I hate the dude, but he was impressive.
Was I'm actually, gonna check
I,
it out.
I can't. I'd love to shit on him right now, but I can't. You can't. Another interesting story that happened this weekend, of course, was Ric Flair's last match. I'm hoping. Yep. I'm praying. Oh, not that one. I'm praying that it is his last match, because of the bits and pieces I saw. If anyone saw this whole thing, please let me know. I only saw bits and pieces, and like I'm in the chat, they said, how did it look? I said, it looked like a fucking 80-year-old man trying to fight. It was slow. It was boring. It was It was okay.
He just wasn't moving good.
No, he bled. I mean, he moved good for a fucking, how old was he? 70 what? How old is he?
74? 73?
I mean, he moved good for a 74 or 5-year-old, whatever it was. But wow. Again, it wasn't like magical. You know, it wasn't like, oh my God, it was fucking fantastic. No, it was all right. It was a shitty finish, because he throws the figure four on. And they count the fucking three, and Flair shoulders it down. So the referee has to ignore that. Now they're saying, oh, it's like a swerve finish. No, Flair couldn't get off the mat. That's how tired he was.
He's blown up.
He couldn't raise his fucking shoulders off the mat from doing the figure four. So the referee had to ignore it. To make it look like he didn't see it. Oh, I didn't see it. I'm sorry.
Kayfabe.
Yeah, he had to do that. So, yeah. So, I mean, was it great? No. Lethal and JD got praised for carrying. Yeah, of course they did. It's like caring for your fucking grandfather in a nursing home.
Isn't Jay Lethal married to his daughter?
No, Andrade. That's who he tagged with.
Oh, he's married to his daughter.
Yeah, he tagged with Andrade against Jeff Jarrett and Jay Lethal.
Okay.
Yeah, and Andrade was his partner. The most interesting, I think, was Flair. I mean, Mick Foley, Undertaker, Bret Hart, all at ringside.
That's
Flair,
awesome.
Flair made sure to go over to talk to all three of them. Undertaker said, I don't know what he said, but he really got in Flair's ear. He probably said, dude, if you don't fucking stop, I'll kill you myself. That's probably what he said to him.
Probably what he said. He said, make sure this is your last match.
And the funny thing was that Ric Flair said, all the stories you heard about me are true this week, and I'm not going to stop. Tonight I'm going out with Kid Rock, and I'm going to get drunk and party and this and that. And meanwhile, like I said, he looked like he was about to die because he was so out of breath and out of shape. But you know what?
Okay, go ahead. Do yours first, and I'll do
mine. No, I'll say I give him credit. That's all I'm going to say. I give the guy credit for 70, whatever he's old. But again, stop. Stop.
Yeah, it's too much. He can't.
The match for Sean will always be his last match to me. I'm going to ignore TNA. I'm going to ignore what happened yesterday, Sunday. That match for Shawn Michaels was fucking perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect ending. No reason to remember any of this other bullshit. So.
No. Who was Kid Rock making out with? Who's the YouTube star
that he was making out with? Some huge blonde woman.
And yeah.
It wasn't just making out, dude. It was fucking like tongue lashing.
I thought he went to Windsor and picked up one of the locals. That's what she looked like.
Shooting out of Windsor, okay.
Yeah. She looked like a swamp creature out of fucking Windsor, man.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. I mean, it was probably the most entertaining moment of the weekend. It was fucking Rick. Jason, you are a crack. Mama June from that fucking show.
That's who it was?
No, it looked like her. Dude, Mama June weighs like 30 pounds now.
She does. She's skinny.
She got the surgery, but she's still disgusting.
Oh, she had her stomach pinned shut?
Yeah, she had.
So all she can eat is like one almond?
She had the surgery, and she's still gross looking, so meant nothing.
Well, yeah, that's what underground subterranean creatures do. They, you can't do anything with it.
And while we're on that subject, Honey Boo Boo the Kid is having surgery because she's fucking a giant blimp.
She's fat too?
Of course. Fucking name is Honey Boo Boo. Of course she's fat now.
She's what, like 17 and 16?
Somewhere around there. And she's fucking another disgusting creature.
Honey Boo Boo. I bet you my girlfriend knows how old she is. How old is Honey Boo Boo? You watch all that trash TV.
How old's Honey Boo Boo? If there was a sentence you never thought you'd mutter, that's probably one of those sentences you never thought you'd. How old is Honey Boo Boo?
She's watching my 600-pound life. That's her big thing right now.
Oh, my God. I can't stand any of them. Only one I like is Dr. Pimple Popper. I like those gross ones.
Tim likes Dr. Pimple Popper. I don't know. She wants to know if you watched the Poppy Bowl where they the pop. What?
The Poppy Bowl? Oh, because like the Poppy Bowl, all in Super Bowl Sunday. That what it is?
Yeah. Yeah. No. You know what? No.
No. I can't do that.
Listen, this isn't trash TV show. This is a Just Too Sweet show. Do you have a wrestling comment?
No.
Isn't wrestling trash TV? No.
No, it's quality entertainment for men.
Well, it's quality entertainment.
Sports entertainment.
Well, it was. So, yeah. So, 7. Jaime gives it a 7. Frank Turzio gives it a 7.
I'm saying, I think it's about a 7.
You're going to give it about a 7. So that's, you know what? That's a step up from a lot of the previous pay-per-views. So
it is. I said, the only reason I think I had a problem is that I was expecting more. I was expecting Charlotte to come back because she was there. She was there because she was there because of Flair. So why wouldn't she show up on Saturday?
Why is she not wrestling right now?
She's on her little honeymoon break, I think.
Jesus Christ. Hasn't that been like 8 months?
I don't know. But, you know, they got to disappear for a while before she becomes 37-time world champion. So I mean, by the time she retires, you know she's going to be like 37-time world champion.
I hope she doesn't have any more work done to her face because she's starting to look like a grouper or something. You know what I mean? Like, she looks bad.
She does. She doesn't look like a horse anymore. She looks like a disfigured horse.
Yeah, she looks like one of those giant fish that you turned into sandwiches on those little Florida sandbars.
So I don't know. Next up is that stupid castle thing. We'll see how that goes. I hope it's good.
Okay, Jaime Arturzio, is that in Cardiff, Wales? Just seeing if one of them know. Because I like saying Cardiff. Cardiff.
Yeah, we all know Dominic's got to learn how to wrestle. Crab cakes. That's how Maryland does it. Crab cakes and football.
Crab cakes and football.
So, Eric, I think next week, are we gonna get Joel next week? Because I'm very interested to talk to him.
Yeah, he's had some stuff going on today. He couldn't make it, but yeah, he's down next. I guarantee he'll be down next week. I'm not going to speak for him, but I guarantee he'll be down.
And I think next week we should finally, but I said every time we do, some kind of crazy ass news story pops up. I think next week we should get back to our rewatch of certain pay per views. I'm going to go fishing for an old one. I'll see if I can find a good one.
Fish around and send it to me, and I'll watch it, and then we'll.
I want to look for like an AWA one or something like that.
Oh, do the Wrestle Rock.
I'm gonna try to look for something like that.
Yeah, please do. And first, before you do, watch the Wrestle Rock Rumble.
What's that? That's a pay per view.
Well, you know what? I mean, we're gonna get it edited anyway. Let's watch the Wrestle Rock Rumble. It's not long and it's terrible, but believe me, Tim, you're gonna thank me.
What is it? A music video?
Yeah, so Gagne was trying to capitalize on WrestleMania's success. He tried to promote this thing called Wrestle Rock, and it had a pretty good card as far as like talent, like Scott Hall, Henning, bunch of people. But what they tried to do was make a music video,
and it
didn't go very well. But it's called the Wrestle Rock Rumble, and I really think we shouldn't
I said we close the show out with it then.
We should close the show out with the Wrestle Rock Rumble. It's so bad.
It's good.
So bad.
Is it so bad it's good, or is it just so bad it's bad?
It's so bad it's good.
Listen, Pile Driver is so bad it's good. I mean, come on.
It is. But this, Tim,
I wish we could play all that. You know, I would have loved to have played all the wrestling music by now without
getting
fucking sued or violating, you know, having Steve get fucking 35,000 fucking copyright violation notices. I would love to have done that shit by now.
I would have too. It would have been fantastic. So,
you know what I wanted to do? I swear to God, Eric, this is a true story. I wanted to challenge you. to see if you could name every wrestler in Land of a Thousand Dances.
Ooh.
Like, as it goes. Like, I was going to play the song, not the video, just the song.
Just the song?
Just to see if you know who each wrestler was.
I'm up for that challenge. I'm up for that challenge.
You know what? Fuck it. We'll do it, and we'll just put the disclaimer saying, listen, we're just doing this for fun. Money. I mean, if it gets beat, big deal. It won't get replayed on YouTube. But you have to. That's a show you have to watch live to enjoy.
Okay, you have to.
All right, here's WrestleRock.
So here's here. This is the WrestleRock Rumble, the prelude to WrestleRock. I think 86 or 87. But here, 86.
This is Ken Resnick, and I'm here to say we've got the greatest wrestlers in the AWA. But you're not here to listen to me mumble. Let's fill you in on the WrestleRock Rumble. Get on!
WrestleRock. Be there.
We're the Midnight Rockers. Show. We love to wrestle. We love to party. You don't have to work. We're not going to fumble. Because we'll be shaking through the WrestleRock Rumble.
Ow! WrestleRock.
I'm the kid, and that's not funny. I got my army and lots of money. If Gunny in my way, I make him crumble. He be sorry, I did the WrestleRock Rumble.
WrestleRock, be there.
I'm Jerry Blackwell, I won't cheat. I want to get my hands on that pistol neck geek. So I watch the EDF fumble. I'm going to make my splash in the WrestleRock Rumble.
What are they splashing?
What was he splashing? A board?
A board!
I'm Greg Gagne, I'm in a rage! I want Brody, and I want him in a cage! A high-flying dropkick will make him see double! I grind him up at the WrestleRock Rumble!
But every single... They couldn't have got anybody with...
I'm Kurt Hennig
and Big Scott Hall. Tag team champs, we'll take on them all.
So bring on the long riders, those dirt ball gumbos.
We'll smear those bushes, use the WrestleRock Rumble.
Now, they actually had rhythm.
I'm digging this.
Is that Sean?
That's Sean and Scott Hall. And Kurt Hennig.
This is Vic Blackwinkle, and I've got a passion. I'll get the title back from the humanoid Hanson. I've got the brains, and I'm not humble. I'll take the belt back and do the WrestleRock Rumble.
Wow, Blackwinkle actually could rap.
Blackwinkle was pretty good.
WrestleRock, 86.
What the fuck is Sean doing in all the...
I'm Larry Zbysko. I won't be rude till I get done slapping around Scott the Duke. Gonna beat the ugly bartender into a bundle and laugh all the way through a WrestleRock Rumble. Ow!
Again, talk that a mother won't quit, but I'm Scott, but you want to stack a little shit. And when I'm through, you won't be able to mumble. I'll be left alone doing the WrestleRock Rumble. Yeah!
Dude, how many times?
Just one last word from the former champ, Burn, but give it a lot of thought to one more turn. There's some old scores that still give me trouble, and I'm starting to get the urge to do the WrestleRock Rumble.
So there you have it, and now you know. And on April 20th, it's at the Dome. So get your tickets to be under the bubble, because you two can be doing the WrestleRock Rumble. Do it!
Wow. That is the whitest man ever.
Dude. I mean, it was nice. It was nice seeing the Rockers, man. That was...
And Scott Hall and Kurt Hennig, that was pretty awesome.
That was really awesome. Like, but tell me
I'd like to take this moment to apologize to our African-American friends and every rapper ever in the history of mankind, because that was fucking terrible. It was awesome, but it was fucking terrible.
Yes, on behalf of Caucasian people everywhere, you have our sincerest and humblest apologies. And if I was a billionaire, I would give everybody money. Because I
just want to know who had to sit down and look through the fucking Rumble. I have to get 30 words that fucking rhyme with Rumble. And they're like, well, Trouble doesn't really rhyme with Rumble. Well, fuck it. Throw it in there anyway. Because we're running out of words.
And then we get Ken Resnick, the announcer, who's sitting there like this with the fucking 80s mustache and fucking...
Oh, my God. He was terrible.
Vern. How bad was Vern Gagne at the end?
That was
good. Word from the main man, Vern.
To see, that might have been what slowly killed Kurt Hennig and Scott Hall. You don't know. That might have been.
I think they left right after that. They're like, Jesus Christ. They saw that picture. They're like, fuck this. We'll job to anybody. Just get us out of here.
Wow, that was bad news, man. But
Jaime, who wrote it? I mean, I hope, I don't know, but whoever wrote it, I hope they never announced that they did, because that's bad. Obviously, whoever wrote it, they were white. I can assure you of that. I can 100% assure you of that.
Wow. I don't even know what to say about that anymore.
Yeah, I think right. If Bruiser Brody got on it, it's over. I'm not doing it anymore.
I think that's a really good way to end the show, though, because it was so bad it was good.
That was the worst video, music, the best and worst video we've seen in a long time.
It's so bad, I'm going to have to watch it again probably tomorrow.
I think I'm going to watch it again, actually, myself.
Now I have to look for one of these Wrestle Rock Rumble things so I can watch them and enjoy it.
Yeah, they had them all at the casino there, the Showboat Casino in Vegas. They had some deal going. Eddie on ESPN. Vern was doing good.
That's pretty cool.
But he'd only pay his son and his son's friends, and he didn't recognize real talent, a.k.a. Scott Hall, Kurt Hennig. Well, Kurt Hennig he gave the title to, but, you know, I mean, fucking Jerry Blackwell jumping on a fucking board and breaking it.
And it wasn't even an impressive board.
No, it was just like a half inch board. Like my cat could break that.
It was so great. I mean, that was my favorite part, I think.
It made no sense.
There's nothing impressive about it. I'm just gonna jump on this board and watch it break. Dude, you're a fucking 500 pounds. No matter what you jump on, it's gonna break.
Yeah, I don't know. I think the best part was the announcer at the beginning and the end.
He was fucking bad. That's the whitest man I ever seen in my life.
He's probably, yeah, he's the reason why, you know, every other ethnicity hates white people. It's because
he's
of
the
that.
Reason why they say we have no rhythm, because of that guy.
Yeah, that's why white people have a bad name. It's because of that man right there.
Yeah, but at least
it's like the Chicago Bears song, but at least the Bears probably had like Run DMC or somebody like working with them.
And they had rhythm.
And they had rhythm. Well, yeah, because they had rhythm. Jerry ate his. He looked like he did.
Bachwinkle wasn't that bad. Listen,
no, Bachwinkle actually was really good.
He was.
He's
he was
probably shocking. One of the whitest people in the world, and he did good.
He was shockingly good. I couldn't believe how good he was.
And Scott Hall and Hennig were good.
Eric, I have an idea already.
Oh, you do? You don't want to release it though till we're off air?
No. I'm gonna promote it right now.
I'll do it.
I think me and you should do a version of that for this show next week. Well, maybe not next week. Because I want to work on it, but we're going to open this show one time with copying that song.
With the Wrestle Rock Rumble,
I will get the beat put down somehow, and we will do our own version, and we're going to get Dave, and we're going to get Bert, we're going to get the boss,
and the boss.
You know, if Bunker, if you want to get in on
Bunker,
it,
Bunker, let's get Bunker in on it.
We'll get them all in on it. Whoever wants to get on it, we're going to do it.
Yep, we're going to do it. We're going to do Just Too Sweet Rumble.
That's right, and it's going to be so fucking bad, it's going to be great.
Yeah.
Awesome. It has to be done. I'm going to start working on that tomorrow.
Me too. Me too.
Oh, yeah, at least have the Latino soul in it. Oh, because he wants to help us write it. Well, to be honest with you, it's really not hard to write that song. I think the hardest part is going to be recording it and getting the music to it.
It is, but... It kind of helps having another like ethnicity with rhythm.
Hey.
So maybe Jaime could throw us some ideas. Yeah,
I'm good with it. And you can even be in it if you'd like.
Jaime, you can be in it if you want. Yeah.
Look how many people they have. We have to have at least 2 minutes.
We have to have at least what, like 17 people or something, like 10 people.
Oh, I'm not going as long as them. We need like 2 minutes. I think two minutes is perfect.
That's perfect.
When you think about it, one person is what, 6-7 seconds each.
Yeah.
So
I'm Nick Bockwinkle. I'm the champ. And blah, 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 blah. Yeah, it's
not long. So, oh, that's going to be fun. That's going to be so fucking bad.
And Terzio,
I want it to be bad.
We have to have Terzio, a recording of Terzio between every verse going, the Just Too Sweet Rumble. But it's the same one between every verse. So Terzio, remember, you're going to have to do that now.
Oh, it's going to be bad.
It's going to be so great.
Steve's on hiatus, so we'll wait till he gets back to do it. But we're going to do it.
So we'll have it all written. And
dude,
and,
you know what? No, wait a minute. 100th episode.
The Wrestle Rock Rumble for the 100th episode?
Yes. This is where we have something to do for the 100th. And it gives us time to work on it. This way we're not rushing.
That's what we're going to do.
The Wrestle
Jaime, Terzio, Bunker, you're all going to be in it. So let's just do this.
I like it. I like where we're going with that.
That's what we want.
All right, folks, we're going to wrap it up. That was a good hour of stuff. Like I said, at SummerSlam, I'll give it a solid 7. Ric Flair's match, I'll give it a 3. 3 tops. I haven't even seen the whole thing either. I really don't want to be honest with you. Anyway, Pop Culture Pros, don't forget to follow us. Follow the country. Follow us everywhere. We are literally everywhere. YouTube, hit the little bell to subscribe. We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram, your mother's ass. We're on, we're audio wise. You don't like our faces? You want to listen to us instead? We're on fucking Anchor. We're on Spotify. We're on iTunes. We're on Amazon. We're on all that shit. So there you go for that. Coming up the rest of the week, what's today? Today's Tuesday. Tomorrow, speaking of that team from Flushing, the Put It in the Book show is on tomorrow with the.
It was on last night, I thought. I thought it was on last night.
No, what was last night? Last night was Granny's Peach. It was a Double O Deep Dive.
That's right.
Were they on again last night? Maybe they were on last night.
I thought they were on last night. I don't think they're going on tomorrow. I think.
Oh, so maybe they were. Okay, so they're not on. Ignore me. So I don't even know anymore. Yeah, so last night was also the return of Double O Deep Dive, which was pretty cool. They did Dr. No. I think tonight is also. What's going on? Is anything going tonight? Someone was supposed to go at 8:30. I guess not, since it's 8:46 and we're cutting into their time. I know tomorrow, I believe Granny's PC returns.
And then Thursday, Ashley's going Skyliner with a special guest, from what I understand.
She's doing a Star Wars thing, so of course I was invited, and I will be on Skyliner Views for the first time. I look forward to it.
Congratulations, Tim. I never get fucking invited to any other fucking show. Yeah, I have to just do my own.
You know why I'm getting invited?
Why?
I pushed my way on. I'm not going to lie. Because I stopped on last week to say hi, and I was like, you know, I haven't been invited yet. And she said, when we do our Star Wars show, we'll invite you. And then now they're doing their Star Wars show, so.
That's what I say to that, Ashley, and Skyline Reviews.
You got to bully your way, Eric. You got to bully your way. But you got your own show, so don't worry about it.
I do have my own show, so I'm not worried about it. So I can pick on everybody else.
Exactly, and that's coming up Friday. Are we doing it Friday?
Oh, yeah. You're fucking right, we're doing it Friday. So you got to make your return, man. You didn't make it last week.
Yeah, I was so beat. I was so tired and shit. So just like, I was out of it.
Yeah.
And then we start all over. Also look for the Black Lincoln Collective. Those guys, Am I on the Air with Don? Both cool shows. You like those dudes? They're good dudes.
They're all right. They're all right, dudes.
Empire 161. So about the Yankees with Eddie and what's her name?
Bergenhauer.
Yeah, that's it. You nailed it. Bergenhauer and Eddie do Empire 161. And I laugh every time. It's just funny. Yeah, and that's it. So make sure you say, make sure you follow us everywhere.
Name is Alyssa.
A to anyway. Z program now has a Facebook page. Make sure you get on that bitch.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure Eric will be posting a lot of shit on there. What time we go on, all that good stuff. So make sure you follow that if you're not on it.
That's the place to be for the A to Z.
And make sure you join our two. We have two pages, people. Make sure you join both of them. I want to get rid of one of them, but it's hard to get rid of. I want to like combine them, but they won't let me do that. I don't want to lose any people. That's why I haven't deleted the other one yet. But anyway. Well,
then we'll have just two pages.
Exactly. That's why I say we're so sweet. We have two pages because we're too sweet. Fuck it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much. Watch for all of our other shows. We will be back next Tuesday, like I said, with some crazy AEW pay-per-view. Now I'm popped up about doing this fucking music video for the 100th episode. That's coming up, and I'm not doing the math. This is 88, 89, 90. We still got a couple weeks. Like 2 months.
12 episodes, 12 weeks.
12 weeks. So there you go, 4, 8, 12. That's like 3 months. Unless we do two a week during pay-per-views. And we'll shorten it a little bit. So, yeah, make sure you follow us. Make sure you love us. Make sure you like us. Make sure you share us. And we'll see you next week or on Friday on the A to Z program.
See you Friday on the A to Z,
You see me on Skyline Views talking about Star Wars, one or the other. So remember one thing, everybody. All these other wrestling shows are the twos. We are the ones. Have a good one.